With less than a month left in the legislative session, one of the biggest questions facing lawmakers is oil tax credits. These credits are now the third largest line item in the state budget, behind only the Departments of Education and Health and Social Services. Many argue Alaska can no longer afford these kinds of subsidies. APRN's Rachel Waldholz reports.
Okay, I know what you're thinking. Oil tax credits sound complicated and boring, and you're switching the channel to Justin Bieber. But don't do it, because oil tax credits are actually super interesting and super important. Between this year and next, the state is expected to pay out more than $1 billion in credits to oil and gas companies. That amounts to half of all the revenue the state is taking in from the industry during the same time. And that is pretty unusual. Tim Bradner is a longtime energy reporter who also writes the Alaska Legislative Digest. He says nobody else in the world offers a program quite like this.
It started out as a good idea, but incrementally got more and more complicated to the point that it's difficult to understand and difficult to control and way too expensive. Even if we had the money, it's just way too expensive.
And so with the state facing a $4 billion budget deficit, Governor Bill Walker has proposed cutting some credits and capping others. But so far, lawmakers have preferred much smaller cuts. First, though, let's talk about what oil and gas tax credits are. The state of Alaska wants companies to explore for oil and gas, and it wants new companies to come into the state. To encourage that, it instituted a system of credits.
It was simple in those days, but the concept was that you could give a company a little bit of a tax break to encourage them to go drill, spend money in exploration that they might not have otherwise spent, and find more oil and gas that way.
And in theory, at least, the state would make more money on the back end, in taxes and royalties, than it invested in the front end. That sounds simple enough. But what if you don't owe any taxes? For a small company that's never operated in Alaska and isn't producing any oil, they need a different incentive. And one major goal for lawmakers was to bring smaller companies into the state to go after smaller pools of oil the big three North Slope producers aren't interested in. So in 2007, the state made some credits refundable. This is basically a check the state mails you to reimburse you for doing things the state likes. You drill a well, the state will pay part or even most of the cost of that well.
You could make the investment, drill your wells, turn in your certificates, your tax credit certificates to the state, and get a check from the state, and you could use that to finance your next year's drilling.
Only smaller companies are eligible for a refundable credit. The big producers, like ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips, can use credits to reduce their taxes, but they don't get a check in the mail. And when we say the state is spending $1 billion on credits this year and next, we're just talking about the checks. One more thing about credits. The system was designed with high oil prices in mind.
And at the time, you know, we had plenty of money.
Right, and the goal was to take some of what the state was raking in taxes and reinvest it in the oil industry. But now, of course, oil revenue has plummeted. Meanwhile, over the years, credits have grown.
It seems like each year somebody would have a new idea, and the thing became kind of like a Christmas tree, to the point that nobody really quite, it's very difficult to understand how it all worked.
And a company can add some credits together to the point that the state might pay more than two-thirds of the cost of certain work. That's what makes it so unusual, Bradner says.
I think it's the most unique thing is you can get a check, but it's also the scale of it.
Bradner says just about anywhere else, if the government is funding 60 or 70% of your costs, they would then own part of that well. So the big question is it a good investment? Bradner says it's hard to know. Would the companies have explored anyway?
That's the unknowable. The companies on the North Slope argue that the tax credits help them. You'll never really know if that's the case, but the fact is you got wells drilled that may or may not have gotten drilled.
Certainly, many smaller companies have come into Alaska, and explorers like Armstrong Drilling on the North Slope or Blue Crest Energy in Cook Inlet say the credits were a major draw. But here's the catch. The state has spent more than $3 billion since 2007, and we don't actually know where that money has gone. For instance, at some point in the last 9 years, one company in 1 year received more than $200 million. That's a lot of money. It's more than half of state spending on the University of Alaska. And it went to one company. So what was it for?
That's an easy one, Rachel. We can disclose nothing.
That's Ken Alper, director of the State Tax Division. Most specifics about credits are protected as confidential taxpayer information. The governor wants to change that, to disclose which companies receive credits, how much they get, and roughly what they use it for. Alper says this is key.
We've spent close to $3.5 billion now on refundable tax credits and could only give vague hints over who and what types of companies and what benefits we've got from that level of state investment.
But companies worried that the provision as written could reveal too much proprietary information, so it was left out by the House Resources Committee. House Speaker Mike Schnault, a Nikiski Republican, says he's not sure there's a point to more disclosure.
The state knows who it is. The state knows how much was invested. The state knows all that information. And sometimes I just wonder, is that really information that every Alaskan's just dying to know?
The House Resources Committee also scaled back the governor's cuts. Where the governor's bill imposed a cap of $25 million per company per year, House Resources raised it to $200 million. And while the governor proposed ending some credits right away, the committee wants to step down credits over 18 months. The result? Over the next 3 years, the committee's bill would save a fraction of the governor's version. Chenault says he worries about yanking the rug out from under companies and threatening future oil production.
My concern is if you pull everything away today, how much, if any, investment is going to happen in the next few years?
The bill has several more stops in the legislature before reaching the House and Senate floors. Chenault says at this point, his only prediction is that the bill will change. Okay, now you can go back to Justin Bieber. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.
My friends say I'm a fool to think that you're the one for me. I guess I'm just a sucker for love.